Track 6. Welcome to 10 Minutes With. And this week we have pulled an interview from our archives with David Taylor, who explores and discusses the existence of UFOs.
Well, I first became interested, I suppose, in about 1981. Before then, I had a deep-rooted interest in science fiction. And I'd always been open to the idea of maybe there was extraterrestrial civilizations out there. And then, about 1981, an uncle of mine became a representative for the British UFO Society. He got me involved from there. I started thinking about it, and well, from there on, it sort of developed, I suppose.
Do you actually collect a lot of information on UFOs?
Yes, an awful lot of information. There are quite a large amount of magazines, booklets that you can send off or subscribe to privately. There are also a large amount of books on the subjects. I've got about, I think it was about, last count was about 800.
800 books just on UFOs?
Well, covering the whole spectrum of the paranormal, yeah.
Yeah. For listeners who don't really know what a UFO is, what do they actually class as being a UFO? Is it an unidentified flying object, is that right?
Well, yeah, the term UFO stands for unidentified flying object, but there's been quite a bit of controversy at the moment to exactly what can be defined as a UFO. I think probably one of the best descriptions is an aerial object that, to the witness at that time, cannot be identified. I think when people hear the word UFO, they may think of flying saucers and space travel and aliens. That's not always the case. 90% of the time, most UFO sightings can be explained by known phenomena.
Hmm. Do you actually believe yourself that there is probably life on other planets?
Oh, yes, sir. I absolutely definitely believe there is life out there, but I'm not 100% certain or convinced that life has visited us at this moment.
Hmm. How do you think they travel, actually, here? Would it be the same as we sending sort of rockets to the moon and things like that? Do you reckon they've got the sort of same knowledge as we have?
Well, if these UFOs are probably by extraterrestrials, then the capability to travel vast distances would mean that they have to be far superior than us. And I think the idea of nuts and bolts, spacecraft, rockets, that type of thing, I don't think that would be feasible. I think it's probably something more advanced than even that, and probably something we couldn't even cope with.
Have you yourself actually seen anything that you can't explain?
Unfortunately, no.
No.
No, I'd love to, but no, unfortunately not.
Do you actually have to keep an open mind, do you think?
As far as investigations go, reading reports and cases, yeah, it's vital. There is no point going on an investigation, and I've been on one or two, going believing entirely that report is definitely a UFO.
What goes on an investigation? What do you sort of do?
A classic case, I suppose, was a report from Kidderminster fairly recently. And that involved a member of one of the houses in Kidderminster had had a strange experience, which he believed was UFO-related. He contacted the local press. The report was passed on to me. I passed this on to another investigator in the area. He contacted the witness and arranged to have a meeting with the witness. A tape conversation was made, as with all of investigations. Drawings were made, photographs were taken, whatever. Then it's up to that investigator to type up a report, and that report is then passed on to other investigators in the area who may have an interest in that case. And if need be, the case is passed on to scientists or whoever we think may be able to give us some sort of solution as to what may have been seen.
Did you find a solution on that one?
Well, with the Kidderminster one, yes, we're 100%, well, 99% certain, I suppose, we know what we're seeing. So it involved a case in Kidderminster, which resulted in damage to some property in two or three houses in Kidderminster, I believe. The witness was 100% certain that it was UFOs. His daughter, during the night, had seen strange lights over Kidderminster. Now, the investigator investigated the case, typed up the report, and this was passed on to Dr. Terence Meaden of the Storm and Tornado Research Centre, I think. This was passed around in, within the centre itself, and they sent us meteorological information back saying that they were 100% certain that the cause of the damage was not in fact a UFO, but was in fact a tornado.
Mm. When you were talking about the investigations and everything, do you belong to a society?
Yes, I do. There are one or two dotted around the country.
And what's yours altogether? Have you got a name?
Yeah, ours is called the Bureau for the Analysis of Strange Encounters. Bit of a mouthful. We just call it BASE. It's nice and simple to remember. Mm. And we, I suppose, are based around several investigators within the West Midlands who are willing to investigate any type of paranormal experience that is reported to us.
Mm. I understand you've sort of moved away from UFOs into sort of the paranormal and ghosts. Do you, have you ever come in contact with, for instance, a ghost or an apparition of anything like that?
Not myself personally.
But you've got...
Yeah, we have cases that have been investigated. A recent development on the investigation side was that September 87, several investigators and groups based around the Midlands area came together for a meeting and decided that the only way to cover the whole Midlands, being such a large area, would be to form a network between themselves. So if I receive a case from Stourport and I can't get there myself, then I know somebody, hopefully within that area, who is able to go down and investigate that case on our behalf.
Mm. Yes, though, can we actually talk about a few of the cases, what you've been on,
Certainly. Well, one of the very first cases that I was involved with, again, was concerned with UFOs, was over Oldbury. This was a fairly interesting case. In fact, it was a fascinating case due to the fact that the witness claimed to have seen strange things in the sky since 1954. That's about 33 years. Now, all his life he'd lived in Smethwick, West Bromwich, Oldbury. That he'd been within the Black Country area all his life. And all through his life he claimed to have seen these strange things. It's just interesting that from 1954 to 1987, the objects that he'd seen had, I suppose, moved with the times as well. 1954, they were fairly barbaric looking, very outdated. And as they moved up towards the 70s and 80s, they became very futuristic looking, very smooth and very finely polished looking objects. Even up to the point, I think it was even within the week that I went to see him, he was claiming that he was seeing objects out of his flat window, I think about three or four times a night. Unfortunately, again, as the case may be, when you go there, you are told that the witness is seeing these strange things two or four times a night.
But when you go there,
you stop, you watch, you don't see anything at all.